Hey, this week on Home Estate Realty Group, you know, you must have been listening to us go on and on for the last couple of weeks about this early spring market. So you all said, okay, Ray and Denise, we're in. How do we get started?
So this video is designed to give you a sneak peek into our first meeting with prospective sellers, okay? So if you know anything about the Home Estate Realty Group, you know we like to keep things productive, but also stress-free, even a little fun. So in our first meeting with our sellers, we definitely do want to know a little bit about their timing and where they're gonna go next. But the most important thing that everybody wants to know about is pricing. And by the end of this video, you're gonna have a clear path forward.
So let's first talk about timing, because that leads to a lot of the pricing equation. Certainly the marketplace in which you go on the market in, essential. You know, the early spring market that we've talked about here recently tends to be the peak of the season. For sure. The inventory is a little low right now, but it will gradually increase. And then it seems like we start going into a secondary spring market, but that tends to be more like that April, maybe that early May market.
Yes.
Essentially though, the timing has got to be right for you, comfortable for you, because as we'll talk about in a later video, it has to do with some of the preparation and getting your house ready to go on the market.
For sure. And another consideration we really want to get a good feel for in that first meeting is, what are your plans? Where are you going to next? It says a lot for us to be able to understand our clients' needs and then specialize our services to target those areas, to really make it a successful transaction for you. So if you know what your next step is, whether you're having a home built, you're moving to another state, you're going to be looking for another house, maybe you'll be moving in with other family. It all depends and will create a lot more urgency or not urgency on our part, but we really do want a clear picture as to what your next plans are.
Yeah, it really is essential to understand where you're going to go, because again, the most important reason why we're here this evening, pricing really does take a lot of these considerations, I think, in a complete equation.
Yes.
Pricing is essential. I mean, because it is absolutely the way that we're going to move forward. In this first meeting, when we sit down with you, we'll go through an overview. It's called a CMA, or the Competitive Market Analysis. And what we consider are properties that are currently on the market for sale. And we like to make sure that the properties that we're comparing yours to are very similar in square footage, in design. There's a big difference between the big, you know, three-story colonial and the one-level properties.
Yes.
From an appraisal standpoint, it's important, but from the buyer standpoint, it's very important. So we'll look at properties that are currently on the market, and we'll look at properties that have sold. Tend to be that we want to use properties that have been sold in less than 6 months, if at all possible, ideally in the last 3 months.
Yep.
But we're certainly looking at properties that have similar kind of conditions, if you were. If your property has been updated, you know, we've talked about before, windows, certainly HVAC systems, roofs, very important, then we'll want to try to compare your properties to other properties that have had those similar updates. If we can, we're going to look for properties that maybe not so current, so we kind of build in a little bit of a plus factor for yours because you've gone ahead and done that.
Yes, and one major thing for sellers to keep in mind, we listen to a lot of what you have to say on your home, because it's not we're coming in to tell you what the price is. It really is a discussion that you end up being the one to choose the price that your home goes on the market for. Another component we do at the first meeting is a walkthrough. And we don't need your house to be clean and ready for photos. No. We're looking
for ready for anything.
Upgrades. We're looking for any type of renovations you might have done, to compare it to the others. So we are not going to go in with a fixed figure in our mind. We really stay curious and we want to see how your home compares to the photos that we're comparing it with. And together we can kind of get a range as to where we think the home sale could be. But The seller for sure participates in this process quite a bit.
Yeah, and some of the other things that we do consider, certainly we look at the county records, mm-hmm. right? There's generally the assessments that the localities, the local governments, whether it's the town or through the counties for most part. But we also want to take a look at some of the properties, especially as we get further and further into this marketplace mm-hmm. in which properties are staying on the market longer. There are some properties that going on the market and not selling. So we do want to consider those expired listings or those withdrawn listings as well. Sometimes those are a great indication of where the market isn't quite yet.
Yes.
And those people have taken their properties off the market. Sometimes that's a rather good benchmark to utilize.
That's very true. So in general, when we look at pricing, we look at your timing, and we look at where you're going to go next, all of this encapsulate the first meeting and really gives us a clear direction as to how we're going to move forward.
Yeah. Well, as always, we really appreciate you tuning in one more time, and we hope that you've gotten a lot from our discussions. We have a whole series coming up on the home selling guide that Herg, Denise, and I have put together. So we hope you stay tuned.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing you soon.